Chapter 17. Small. Shanks. Walking along the beach, Luffy's hand shouldn't be as small as it is in Shanks's. Logically, he knows it isn't. Logically, he knows that Luffy doesn't have limits to his skin, to his being, to his life, that he towers above Shanks if he so wishes, and that his hand is truly curved and monstrous and sharp. Logically, he knows that Luffy is bigger than life. It doesn't change the fact that Luffy barely comes up to his waist, and that, when Shanks swings his arm in time with the waves, Luffy bounces all the way up and over them, hands dwarfed in Shanks's. It's just him and Luffy on this shore today. He's already had his morning snack, disappeared with Makino in the small hours of the morning. So not even the hunger invades the peaceful air. Luffy is giggling as Shanks swings their arms, as he jumps the waves, Shanks carrying him, as his little feet leave craters in the sand. His teeth are sharp in the morning light, and Shanks doesn't need his conqueror's haki to know that there are small horns peeking out of Luffy's skin, and teeth biting out of the scrapes on his hands from the adventures of a child. He's like Roger. If Roger was filled with hunger and knives and something dark rather than the burning fires of hell itself. Shanks adores this brat, even as Luffy starts to bite and has to be gently reminded, not food. So small, Shanks thinks, as he picks up the child of a world ender. So small. It's quiet moments like this, when Luffy looks like a child and Shanks is no emperor, that the island seems peaceful, and Shanks wonders what he did to get pulled into Luffy's orbit. Exist, he thinks, and is glad his hat of eastern straw won't burn when set upon Luffy's hellfire crown.